USA News. I'm Corey Myers. There's finally a winner of the enormous Powerball jackpot, a winning ticket worth over $1.7 billion. The second biggest lottery prize in U.S. history was sold in Fraser Park, California. The White House taking aim at junk fees.
The Biden administration is taking a strong stance against junk fees. At the White House Wednesday, President Biden said the Federal Trade Commission is putting forth new regulations to prohibit businesses from imposing undisclosed and deceptive fees.
Charges that are taking real money out of the pockets of American families. These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
The proposed rule would include ticketing agencies, hotels, apartment rentals, car rental services, and more. Additionally, a separate regulation aims to forbid junk fees within the banking industry. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers strike adding more members. The union said in a tweet that 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant are joining the strike. Large F-Series pickups, one of the company's more profitable vehicles, made at that plant. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has emerged as the Republican Party's choice for Speaker of the House. Dave Collins has the details.
In a closed-door Republican conference meeting, Scalise secured a narrow victory outpacing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan with a vote of 113 to 99.
Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
To assume the position formerly held by ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Louisiana congressman will now need to garner at least 217 votes on the House floor.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A San Francisco judge signing off on a massive Facebook privacy settlement. The social media giant has agreed to pay $725 million to settle claims that it violated users' privacy. If there are no appeals, Facebook says it will send out payments to affected users soon, but an exact timeline has not been determined. Hollywood studios and the union talks are breaking down. Lance Pry has more.
Talks between Hollywood studios and the actors' union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence.
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert movie opens today. Swift appeared in Los Angeles yesterday for the premiere screening of her concert film and said since the demand for the movie is so overwhelming, the release date was moved up one day from Friday's premiere in the U.S. and Canada. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, expected to bring in $100 million in its opening weekend. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.